So I've got a paper that's been published this month all about episodic memory. So my first episodic memory was when I was three, my big sister shoved a dried pea up my nose. So mum and dad had to race me to hospital. And I really clearly, or I think I'm clearly remembering, sitting in the doctor's chair and having this scalpel, this tool, being used to try and tweak this dried pea out of my nose.
Did it make it into your brain?
It didn't make it into my brain, but it was pretty far up. So since this first memory, early memory of mine, I've kind of associated like tweezers and scalpels with peas and surgery and kind of healing people. And I've also had a great fondness for mushy peas. So this is apparently something called episodic memory. So where, when and why. And it's always been thought previously that it's only humans that can exhibit such long-term episodic memory. So scientists publishing in the Journal of Current Biology has published a quite long-term study looking over 3 years at how chimpanzees and orangutans can remember distant past events.
I bet they didn't push peas up their noses, though.
They didn't push peas up their noses, no. Instead, what they did was they took the orangutans and the chimpanzees and they put them in kind of almost like a first-floor flat with different rooms in it, and they went and hid different boxes that contained different tools, and tempting them on a shelf very high up was their favourite kind of food, a nice banana. And the chimpanzees and the orangutans couldn't reach this banana unless they got the tool from a hidden box within one of these rooms in the flat and then used that as a reach in order to yank down the banana. So the researcher took the primates into the room and showed them the boxes once. They remembered which box they had to open in order to get the right tool, in order to yank down the banana, in order to get their reward. And then the researcher, 3 years later, took them back into the room. They'd actually been in this room since, but not with this particular task. And within 5 seconds, the primates quickly went, found the right box and did the same trick and got their banana and went, yum, 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 that's nice.
These are quite long-lived creatures, aren't they? And we have good lifelong memories. And if it is their favourite treat, it would have made a big impression on them, being able to retrieve it. So I'm not actually that surprised that they would remember that.
Yeah, scientists have long thought that this type of long-term episodic memory is what makes us humans unique. But there's a lot of evidence that now seems to be flooding in that's forcing scientists to reevaluate this. So, for example, Nicola Clayton, who works here in Cambridge at the Department of Psychology, has been working with the scrub jay, so a type of corvid, a bird. And she's found that over a period of days, they can do similar tasks as well. She hasn't looked at longer periods, but it seems as though other types of species do have this longish term episodic memory as well. So it's really quashing some scientists' view of what it is to be human.
Oh dear. But not too much, oh dear. We're all one big happy animal family. You can find out more information, including the references to the papers that Hannah and I have been discussing, on our website. That's at nakedscientists.com/news.